Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Check out Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits or red lights. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z. It's the option where we give you our picks for the week. It is the option for NFL Week 17, and what a week it's been. I took home the win with 11 wins last week, and that just brought me into second place. There is still one person ahead of me in our standings, and that is the lovely Rita Sanchez with 151 points. I'm in second with 150. Liz Staples snapping up third place with 147. D, you have 146. And Inter, who's been being rounds out the top five with 124. There is still time to play. Join our CBS Sports Pick'em League entitled The Option 2025 and play along with us for the rest of the season just for S's and G's. It's free, it's fun, it's fantastic. Let's get it go. Thursday afternoon. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Here's some dog shit.
Here's a little coal.
Here's stocking. Three games that mean absolutely nothing to anybody.
Jeez, Louis. 1 o'clock, Thursday afternoon. The 6-8-1 Dallas Cowboys go into Landover, Maryland to take on the 4-11 Washington Commanders.
Who cares? Cowboys, I guess.
I'll take the Cowboys as well. I mean, nothing to play for at this point. Either team. Dak said he's going to finish out the season. So,
okay. That seems stupid.
It seems stupid, but it's a matter of pride, I suppose. And then you just roll from there. Look at the better, more talented team. That's the Cowboys. At least right now.
He's an older guy. He's got a lot of tread in his tires. You don't think he could pop an Achilles, man? All the injuries that's happened on that fucking field.
We've already seen his ankle dislocate and rotate. So why not? I mean, this would be the perfect time to see if Joe Milton has anything. It would make sense to me, but
trade value, right? If anything,
yeah. You know, like you see what you got. But I get it. Maybe next week, but for now, they're sticking with Dak. 4:30. Maybe you're sitting down to Christmas dinner, or maybe you're in between plates.
We're stuck on the LIE.
Whichever. Well, wherever. The 8-7 Detroit Lions go into Minnesota to take on the 7-8 Minnesota Vikings, probably without J.J. McCarthy, who has a fractured
knee. He's out. He's out.
Merry Christmas, J.J.
Max Browner, or whatever the fuck his name is. The guy who throws interceptions into double coverage while he's falling on the ground. Nope. Oh.
Jackson Dart made him look like fucking Fran Tarkenton. So.
Detroit Lions.
Give me the
another
Lions.
Another guy that can't stay healthy, J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
How much do they wish that they had Sam this year?
It's a difference maker. You know, it absolutely is a difference maker if they kept Sam, or even if they kept Daniel Jones. You can't say that he would have gotten hurt. You can't say that with any degree of certainty, right? It's the fallacy of the predetermined outcome.
Sure.
But both of those guys would have done better in that system than J.J. McCarthy. Certainly better than Max Brosberg. So, you know, there's that.
Max, I need you to throw it to our colors this week. We're wearing purple. Throw it to our team.
You can't
throw it out of bounds.
You can't
do
miss
not, up. Do not throw it to the white team. Thanks.
Ah, shit. God damn it.
Sound like Justin Jefferson right now.
Motherfucker. Oh, my God.
Sort of a bitch.
Pretty accurate. I gotta go with the Lions big. And Thursday night, 8:15, this would have been promising, but yeah, the Chiefs just absolutely fell apart, and Patrick Mahomes is now in a walking boot, and Gardner Minshew's there too.
He's hurt. He can't play. Who's playing quarterback?
It's a fantastic question. I know they signed Shane Buechele off of the Bills practice squad, but I don't
believe.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because the Broncos are going to whoop that ass. Give me the Broncos in that matchup. The 12-3 Broncos go into Arrowhead to take on the 6-9 Kansas City Chiefs.
Broncos.
Come on. It's 99-1 in favor of the Broncos. Tell me, when was the last time the Chiefs were down that much? When were they that much of an underdog?
Yeah.
I can't even venture a guess. It's been that long. Kent Show Cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium, non-alcoholic drinks crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails. Alcohol-free indulgence. Enjoy a 30% exclusive discount with our promo code DNZ at rsrvcollective.com. That's 30% off using our promo code DNZ only at rsrvcollective.com. Saturday afternoon, once again filling the void of college football. The 10-5 Houston Texans go into SoFi to take on the 11-4 Los Angeles Chargers. This is going to be a better game than people are letting on. Houston's defense plays. It's going to be close, but I agree. I think the Chargers take it home narrowly. Saturday night's all right for the NFL.
Saturday.
The 7-8 Baltimore Ravens, possibly without Lamar. He was out with a back injury.
I think he's going to be out.
Yeah, so probably Snoop Huntley going into Green Bay to take on the 9-5-1 Packers, possibly with Malik Willis. Jesus.
And they have all these rules to protect the quarterback. Doesn't matter. Packers.
One's got a back. One's got a concussion. What the fuck's going on? We have the immortal Tyler.
We're not paying around here.
We have the immortal Tyler Huntley versus Malik Willis matchup. Jesus. That being said, give me the Packers. I agree with you. They were within a Romeo Doubs muffed onside kick from winning. Fall on the ball.
He did fall on the ball and it popped out.
Fall on the ball and stay there.
Then he got hurt. Then he was hurt for the rest of the game.
Ah, shit.
What the hell happened to you?
Oh, he broke
his wrist. He hurt his wrist. Jimmy Dugan over to him.
Oh my God. What a shit show.
Why aren't you in the game? I got hurt on the onside kick. Oh, for fuck's sake.
How did you get hurt on the onside kick? You're on the hands team. Sorry, coach. My bad.
Hypernatural, the best men's polo shirts of 2024 as voted by Men's Journal. Hypernatural offers polos, tees, and button-ups that deliver an unmatched comfort and style featuring hypercool jade technology for natural cooling. Enjoy an exclusive discount with my promo code DANDZ. And that could be used at hypernaturalstyle.com.
Sunday. The 12-3 Seattle Seahawks go into Carolina to take on the 8-7 Carolina Panthers.
It's going to be a good game, but I think the Seahawks will win.
I agree.
Sam playing his old team.
I agree. The Seahawks are in position to take this game. Carolina is showing that it has moxie. But
this would be a big win for Carolina.
Oh, it would be huge for Carolina. Absolutely would be.
Really screw the Seahawks.
I mean, if here's the craziness, right? Depending on the Bears and the Niners could end up as the number one seed when it all shakes out. Right. That's absolutely absurd.
They have two home games remaining.
Yeah. But if the Seahawks lose, it could set off a chain reaction, and that could really fuck things up in the NFC. But I don't think the Seahawks are going to lose. And neither does CBS Sports. 90-10 in favor of the Hawks. Go Hawks. In a game that absolutely does not matter, the 3-12 Arizona Cardinals go into Cincinnati to take on the 5-10 Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals.
Give me the Bengals. Give me the Bengals. I don't know who's watching it, but give me the Bengals. The 9-6 Pittsburgh Steelers go into Cleveland to take on the 3-12 Cleveland Browns.
I gotta think that the Steelers win this game.
They have to. They have to. I know the Browns have a stout defense, but if the Steelers have any aspirations of being in the playoffs, they got to win this game. It's 3-12. 3-12. And their defense has been playing better, you know, than anticipated without TJ Watt. They've actually been playing pretty well. So this would be a terrible loss if the Steelers gag it up. Just don't think they will. The 11-4 Jacksonville Jaguars go into Lucas Oil Field to take on the 8-7 Indianapolis Colts.
Jags.
I gotta go with the Jags as well. Over under 5 shots of Phillip Rivers' 10 kids.
Over.
Jesus Christ, can we stop showing them? Just can we do that, please? We understand he's got enough players to have a whole side of football. I understand. I get it. Jags roll pretty well. The all-Florida matchup, the 7-8 Tampa Bay Buccaneers go into Hard Rock to take on the 6-9 Miami Dolphins.
Bucks gotta win that game.
Gotta. You're going up against Quinn Ewers. You gotta win that game. Gotta. Because if you don't, what the fuck are we doing here? Just seriously, what the fuck are we doing? Oh, God. Speaking of what the fuck are we doing here, the 12-3 the 12-3 New England Patriots go into MetLife to take on Lupus 3-12 Jets Jets.
Patriots.
Ugh, give me the Pats and an ass whooping. If Brady Cook plays like shit, we may see Adrian Martinez. It's gotten that bad. And Justin, you mentioned that Justin Fields is on IR. He's done. Wow. Just wow. On so many levels for the Jets. What a year. Oh, Lord. And they thought they were exercising some demons when they got rid of Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh. Both of those guys are going to the playoffs. So maybe it wasn't them. The 5-10 New Orleans Saints go into Tennessee to take on the 3-12 Tennessee Titans.
That's going to be a good game, too. I like Tyler Shuck. He's good. Chris Olave having a career year going with Saints.
What a difference, right? At the beginning of the year, like, oh, they're just tanking, and then they'll be high up in the draft, and they'll just take another quarterback in the quarterback draft. And now they have a chance to be 6-10. Not great, but
I think he's going to be their quarterback. I think he's going to be their quarterback.
Kellen Moore believes in him, and you know what? He hasn't done anything to dissuade them from that. So I'm going to go with the Saints. I believe. I absolutely believe in Mr. Shuck. Big Fork Brands brings bold bacon sausage, paleo pork jerky, and Chicago-style sauces to your table. Enjoy rich, smoky flavors made with sustainable ingredients and chef-crafted care. Enjoy an exclusive 20% discount with our promo code DNZ. Find them at BigForkBrands.com. That's 20% off using our promo code DNZ at BigForkBrands.com. We're in the 4 o'clock hour. The 2-13 New York football Giants go into Allegiant Stadium to take on the 2-13 Las Vegas Raiders.
Raiders at home?
Oh, this is bad. Can we just call it a tie and move on? Because they're both teams suck ass. Like, it's ridiculous. And at what point do you pull the plug? You know, at what point does Kafka say, all right, Russ, get in there. Let's just do this.
Not even Jameis, man?
No, we're going for the loss. Bring in Russ. We're going to the bullpen. He wants the writing, the vile thing. Oh, God.
You grab your throat and choke thing.
Blow it out your ass, Lord Mouth.
Oh my god.
Here's the problem though. If the Raiders lose, they kind of fuck themselves over a little bit. So they kind of need that loss here. The Giants, they believe in Jackson Dart. So if they get the number one pick, they're gonna trade that shit. So it would behoove, not that they'll try to lose, because the Raiders have been trying to win, and look what's happened. So imagine if they were trying to lose. But I gotta say, I'm gonna take the Giants. I think this is the culture win. I think this is the fuck up win. It comes right here against a team that is less than or equal to their dog shit ass. The 10-5 Philadelphia Eagles go into Orchard Park to take on the 11-4 Buffalo Bills.
I have the Eagles.
It's an intriguing matchup. It's a very intriguing matchup. And I am going to take the Bills. I think that, you know, James Cook doing a hell of a job. That defense is pretty strong. And we've said it, that the Eagles offensively just ain't doing it for us. So I expect the Bills to take it home. Your Sunday night special, the 11-4 Chicago Bears go into Santa Clara to take on the 11-4 San Francisco 49ers.
Bears.
Whoa.
There's just no pass rush.
There is no pass rush. That is true. That is true. But that offense is pretty darn good. And they can go play for play. They can go yard for yard with Caleb Williams and with Ben Johnson. I'm going to take the Niners. And I think it's going to be a 10-point win. And your Monday Night Delight, the 11-4 Los Angeles Rams go into Atlanta to take on the 6-9 Atlanta Falcons.
Rams.
Yeah. Falcons have nothing to play for. Rams have everything to play for. And I think they're going to take their frustrations out from Thursday on the Falcons. And it's going to be a little fried chicken on Monday night. Those are our picks. What are yours? Play along with us. Go to our CBS Sports Pick'em League entitled The Option 2025 and sign up to play and finish the season against us. It is free. It is fun. It is spectacular. And it's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.